Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Walkie Talk. This is Red Barn Radio.
Well, you say that I'm a minor, but sure you're not getting much younger. Stole the stand from the kids' lemonade for a dollar. No, you're not a champ, you're corporate. So let's run, let's run, let's run, we're going home. Oh, let's run, we're going home. 'Cause we've got songs, 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 songs to sing. The kids' cereal, Marble Big Macs and Knicks on Petrol. No, you're not innocent, you're corporate. So let's run, let's run, we're going home. Oh, let's run, we're going home. 'Cause we've got songs, songs, songs to sing. And you send your plastics to China, and you spin your threads in Indonesia. Bargain prices, mass wholesale anesthesia, saying hey, you know, well, if it makes profit, you're corporate, you're corporate, you're corporate, you're corporate. Despite what you claim, you put a mom pot of shame, buy enough generations to build a chain. Despite what you claim, no, no, no. So let's run, let's run, we're going home. Oh, let's run, we're going home. 'Cause we've got songs, songs. So let's run, let's run, we're going home. Oh, let's run, we're going home. 'Cause we've got songs, songs to sing.
Jasmine, I was really interested to see all the videos you had posted. Yours, I don't know, just have a really neat sort of artistic sensibility about them. They really sort of drew me into the tunes and made me listen.
I love videos. That's my daytime real person job. I work on commercials and photo shoots, and I grew up in sort of that realm. So when I hear a good song, I think of it as, oh, it's that moment when everything's happening, it's raining, and you're driving in the car in that movie, and all the stuff's happening. A good song for me in my head is very cinematic, and I think making music videos is really fun because you can tell all kinds of stories, maybe one that doesn't even line up with the actual storyline of the song, or create something completely different. I think a music video is a really cool way for any kind of artist to, whether it's to show your live performance and what's going on, or really put out there exactly what you meant by the song, because that's the beautiful thing about art, is it can be interpreted in different ways, so you get to really have people see what you were thinking.
I was hoping to find a video based on the title song of the new CD, Stuff You Leave Behind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you intend to do a video specifically for that song?
Well, there isn't a song called Stuff We Leave Behind on the CD.
Oh, there isn't? So that's
a compilation. All of those songs are left behind.
Oh, okay.
Over it.
Oh, so that's why.
Yes.
I was thinking that maybe that was one of the tracks
No, it's the comprehensive title. Though it could be kind of fun to do a little bit of a montage and call it Stuff We Leave Behind.
Well, it's just a really neat title. When you thought about that title, were you thinking about times in your life when it was time for you to make a break or make a change?
Well, the album took many, many years to create. Music just happened upon me, and so there were so many songs that should have been on. It was going to be Hope for the Flowers. The title of it became all these things. But by the end of it, I had gone through 5-6 years of life and all of the things that happened there. And all of those songs had become relics. So the Stuff We Leave Behind was more, you know, how you accumulate things. And maybe it's a souvenir that you've kept or just a piece of paper because maybe someone touched it or it was a special stationery on a special night, and you've accumulated all these things, but you go through them and you think, what was this bottle cap for? I know I kept it for a reason. It had a lot of meaning at some point, but those things sometimes become stuff, and you have to leave them behind to make room for all the new things. The stuff I'm referring to is mostly the loss of innocence and growing up and bills and heartbreak and the pains of existence that also make it beautiful. I think I got really deep there and didn't mean to.
No, that's okay.
Men. That's what it is. It's men.
I've got one suitor in this city. I got two suitors. Oh, that's plenty. I got 3, 4, 5. Oh, now that's too many. I got too many suitors in this town. Well, they think they know, and they want it. They think they know, and they'll do anything to get it. Oh, they know, and now they regret it. I got too many suitors in this town. 'Cause if they knew, they wouldn't care. Yeah, if they knew, they would look elsewhere. 'Cause when a girl's in a small town and got too many suitors, oh, she ends up all alone. I go out dancing by myself. Yeah, I go out dancing. I'm in bed by 12. I keep my mind on silent 'cause all of them are trying. I got too many suitors in this town. Well, they'll say anything. They don't know what they're saying, but I hear every word and wondered why I didn't stay in. I don't want to be a pawn in the game they're playing. I got too many suitors in this town. 'Cause if they knew, they wouldn't care. Yeah, if they knew, they would look elsewhere. 'Cause when a girl's in a small town and got too many suitors, oh, she ends up all alone. I got one suit, two suitors, three suitors, oh, that's too many, four suitors, five suitors, I think it's time to move. 'Cause when a girl's in a small town and got too many suitors, oh, she ends up all alone. All alone, all alone.
Thank you.
I don't know why.
So what happened between 2008 and now? It seems like a lot of things happened. Like, for instance, you traveled to Denmark.
Yes. I was going to college after living in 1,000 places. And I just can't stay around for very long in one place, so I thought to myself, I can't leave college again. I was on full scholarship at NKU. I cannot waste this. How do I crave the craving for travel and keep in school? So I was like, okay, let's apply to the exchange programs. And the only one available in my electronic media broadcasting degree was a communications courses at Denmark Business School. Said, okay. I didn't know anything about it. I played in Cincinnati a One More Girl on Stage show, and I remember getting home really late and probably 2 or 3 in the morning and the plane leaving at 6, and I hadn't even packed for the many months that I'd be gone. So it was really just to get out and also to keep in school. And Denmark turned out to be a beautiful and very hard place. No one was very warm until, I mean, they're Vikings a little bit. They didn't like outsiders too much, but then it turned to the witching hour of 2 or 3 in the morning if you could stay up that late, and everyone was very kind, very, very kind. It never got above 35 degrees, and you rode bikes over a big, big giant hills. They love music. I remember, this is my favorite memory of it, was just showing up in Denmark, and man, you had to take a plane to a plane to a plane to a ferry to a bus to get to the place that I was going to school. Then it dropped me, and I was like, I didn't think about this in my young self. GPS doesn't work in Denmark on my American phone. Where am I? And so I traveled and traveled around, and I had worn my Wonk Fluff, this petticoat, because I played some tunes around with a ukulele band from Denmark. Oh gosh, rambling. But I remember showing up late at night after, just rambling in the darkness, into this bar, and it was maybe a motorcycle type group of people, and the bar was filled with picnic tables, and I walked in, and no joke, they're all standing on the tables singing on the jukebox Born in the USA. And I was like, what? Came all this way, and it really grounded me. So it was a fabulous time. I got to travel around. I played in Berlin and Amsterdam and Morocco, all kinds of places. It was really quite fun.
Darling, if you need a sidekick, I'd stand next to you. And I know that loving isn't something we believe in, but boy, you make me want to. I wanna know you. And it seems that every time I'm happy, I leave. But each time I'm with you, boy, I can't help but dream of that homemade cedar sanctuary. Oh, until now, the future seems so scary, and I am tired of being a gambling lover, trading all my desires for something bitter to sing. It's a memory, and you're the right key. Remember that torn up hotel stationery. It read, oh, I'm sweet on you. In whose way, and if we're talking with our hearts or our brains, believe me when I say
just joined us, tonight we're with Wonky Talk on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I shoot one bullet right into my throat, hoping my honey, this pain it'll coat. I shoot two bullets right into my soul, warm it all up, and I swear I was whole. And I'll drink to the morning, and I'll sing through the night, 'cause there's nothing like that old frontier whiskey to help me forget that you're no longer mine. Been the target at that old shooting range. I got holes up and down, and I'm the only one to blame. Well, I've been shooting them bullets since that Newport Tommy gun. And that old lover's crossfire's kept my boots on the run. And I'll drink to the morning, and I'll sing through the night, 'cause there's nothing like that old frontier whiskey to help me forget that you're no longer mine. 'Cause there's nothing like, 'cause there's nothing like, 'cause there's nothing like that old frontier whiskey to help me forget that you're no longer mine.
Folks who listen to the program, you know, hear artists, young artists, independent artists talk about process of promoting and developing, you know, images and developing social media. What are some things that you've learned that you could share with young folks who are getting into this business?
I think the idea of an image for people to grab onto is really huge, that a lot of artists or bands starting out don't really think of. It's just, it's our music, it stands for it. But really, something like we were joking about a logo, but not even so much a logo, just really having something that distinguishes your image from something else on the internet. Promoting, it's my whole life right now. It's never ending. I feel like I can never get on top of it. So I'm always searching big bands that I've watched grow, and then people that I've played with that are growing, and people that are just starting out, and really check out where they're getting their album reviews and where they go on tour, to then see, okay, where am I viable? So I'm not wasting my time and someone else's time going to a source that is not really write for the kind of music or image that I have or the size that I am in the world right now.
From the treetops, it's you and me in the sea. Will she wash my eyes down the sink? Now I can't breathe. Yeah, I got windows, lashes, and a box of memories. Bow and I get the rest of the summer free. Oh, bow and I get the rest of your life free. Now when I fall down, how I pray. St. Cecilia, remind me how to play. Cause I can't be the only one blue on a Saturday. Oh, in the days of my youth, I knew a boy who'd do most anything to escape a Sunday. Yeah, he'd go out looking for any girl who laid down and hold him tight till he could feel okay. Yeah, hold him tight, then be gone the next day. But when they lay down, they dream of some world void of any seams. And they go out dancing and building a home above the
when she walked into that room and sat down. Surrounded by kids that lost the will to live. Surrounded by kids that childhood never found. Surrounded by kids that couldn't see shapes in clouds. But when they lift their voices, they sing. Oh, won't someone please teach us to believe in those things we can't touch. Those things we cannot. Oh, from the treetops, it's you and me in the sea. Will she wash my eyes on the sink? Now I can't breathe. Yeah, I got windowsill lashes and a box of memories. My Hyundai, give the rest of your life free.
I would like to thank our guest Wonky Tonk, Jasmine Poole, and Rob McAllister for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, those of you who were able to be here with us in the studio tonight, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Let's welcome back for one more tune, Wonky Tonk.
Spanish pipe dream. She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. And I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. And she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV, throw away your papers, move to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Woo-hoo.
and I acted real naive. For who knew that topless lady, she had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the ballroom and she did the hoochie coo all night long, singing her song, telling folks what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your papers, move to the country, build you a home, play a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Woo-hoo! And hungry and about to leave that place, when just as I was leaving, no, she looked me in the face. She said, you must know the answer. I said, no, but I'll give it a try. Until this very day, we've been living our way, and these are the reasons why. Well, we blew up our TV and we threw away our papers, yeah, moved to the country, built us a home. Well, we had a lot of children and we fed them all peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. We blew up our TV and we threw away our papers, yeah, moved to the country and built us a home. Where we had a lot of children and we fed them all the peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. Yeah, they all found Jesus, Jesus, Jesus on their own.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jasmine and Rob, Wonky Talk, for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.